With that, we welcome Jack Miller on board. He's Secretary of the Board of the Friends of the RB Winter State Park. Welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning.
As the Secretary, what does that entail for a Friends group? You do more organization and minutes and things?
Minutes are the big thing. That's the main job I've had to this point in time.
Okay, well, I know you like to write, so that's good. Probably, are you the most prolific writer at the moment at the Daily Item, would you say?
I'm trying to think of the old codger. I just lost the name. He's in a lot.
Okay, right. Yeah, he does longer pieces.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yours are short enough I can read them. But, lots of letters to the editor.
Yes.
With just sound information about our life and our planet and our creation. And you make me feel guilty sometimes, but that's another topic. Okay. With that, the man who always makes us feel good when we get to see him, because we're probably at a state park, Mike Crowley's back, RB Winter State Park Manager. So welcome aboard, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I really appreciate you coming in. What kind of numbers is RB Winter getting? Every time I go there, it seems as though you have a good, steady crowd, not always more than the weekend before, but it just seems like you got good numbers.
It's been an interesting several years now. Now that we are past COVID, but before COVID, we were seeing probably 150,000 people a year. In 2020, I think that number shot up to almost like 200,000, and it has slowly been going down, but still busier than pre-COVID times. So we're still very busy. There's definitely a lot of stuff going on.
Well, and I think, folks should just go to the parks, paparksandforest.org, and check out all the different things that are out there. And does RB Winter State Park have a Facebook page as well?
We do.
Okay, super. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's even easier for folks. But folks would realize the campsites and the swimming and fishing, those are might be obvious. But the trails, just really superlative. I'm not a good navigator through the woods, so I call them braille trails if I can find them. In other words, these trails are easy to follow.
Right. We really don't have any rail trails up in around RB Winter, but we do have a number of forestry roads, which are in really great shape, which a lot of folks do use as rail trails because they are in good shape and you can bicycle them very nicely with gravel bikes becoming a huge popular issue these days. But we are very fortunate. We are surrounded by Bald Eagle Forest and just a lot of great opportunities for recreation up there.
Yeah, I've been in and around that area many times. Okay. So, Jack, what's the Friends group at all, and what do you do?
Why, we are a strictly volunteer group, a group of people who have volunteered to promote the park. We are dedicated to conservation, supporting the park in any way we can. I view one of our major functions is to help Mike in any way we can to promote the park, to help people coming to the park. For example, one of our first big projects was putting in, we've purchased four benches, which have been placed in the park. So, for example, people hiking the nature trail, if it's an older person who wants you to stop and take a little rest, or somebody who just wants to sit out on the comfortable bench and relax in the woods. So our job is to help promote the interests of the park in helping people. And as I said, we're a volunteer group, so if you want to come to our website, Friends of RB Winter State Park, or Friends of RB Winter .org, and you can read the activities. We do work projects, cleaning things up. We have a highway cleanup twice a year. We have moved mulch and helped clean trails, and so we're a volunteer group, and Mike gives us some suggestions of things to do, and we try to follow up.
Well, and now you're going to do more. You're going to help in the office and help with the sales of certain things. Tell us about that.
Well, for years, and most state parks in their office, they sell, whatever the park is. In this case, Friends of RB Winter State Park hats and sweatshirts and magnets and all kinds of things related to the park. So we're gradually taking over the sales, which have gone on for years. The cost of inventory, you have to have the money first to be able to buy the inventory before you can sell things. So we're gradually moving into taking over the sales to raise more money. For example, park benches don't come for free, so we're trying to raise money that way. The auction with Winterfest is one of our first big items. And the other thing, we are going to begin selling firewood in the campground, taking over that those sales in the park. So again, the more money you have, in some ways, the more you can do.
Now, Snowfest is coming up, so it is February 26th from noon to 4 p.m., and there's a lot going on during Snowfest. What happens during Snowfest?
Well, first of all, we have the auction within the Environmental Learning Center.
A silent auction.
A silent auction, yes. And there are, Mike has a better numbers idea of all these groups, but a number of groups have signed up. Mike, maybe you want to run through that list of groups who are coming in.
Sure. We have a number of groups that are going to be at Snowfest. There's going to be the Bald Eagle Mountain Bike Association. There's going to be a 3.5-mile race brought on by Mid-Penn Trailblazers. The Snow Valley Snow Riders Snowmobile Club will be there. Smoky Bear will be there. Seven Mountains Audubon, Trout Unlimited, Union County Conservation District. There will be an ambulance provided by Evangelical Community Hospital, Penns Valley Conservation Association, Lynn Conservancy, Middle Susquehanna Riverkeeper Association. There will be a food concession there. So there's, and we're hoping to get a couple more things going on, but it is just a really wonderful program that kind of highlights the outdoors in the wintertime. And we will be having the silent auction, which I think last year we had probably 275 different items that local businesses have donated to the silent auction, and all proceeds stay within the park for the Friends group to use for various programming materials. It's a wonderful thing that is they are able to work on stuff that we as the park cannot always get to, and it also provides an interesting perspective whenever Jack says, you know, hey, I'm getting a little older, it would be great if
which
I could have
every day, really.
Yes.
It would be great if I can have a bench on this trail to sit down so I can rest and then take off. So we put a lot of several bridges or benches in a trail that is just providing great service to the visitors of RB Winter, also known as Halfway Dam.
Well, that's true. Yeah, good point. I'm glad you pointed that out. Purity Candy, Pizzafy, Pittsburgh Steelers, Pittsburgh Pirates, Philadelphia Eagles, Penns Creek Pottery. Those are just the P's, so you get an idea of the hundreds of things. Boop Sporting Goods, Brush Strokes, Bull Run Tap House, Burger King, DJ Sports Swim Shop, Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, everybody's here. We'll mention Earl's Bicycle Store. They're a big donor to a lot of nonprofits up there, and just hundreds other, and they are all listed on the friendsofrbwinter.org website, which is the group for the Friends of the Park. How big a help is this to you? Sort of give us a scene of just how far this really helps you and the operation up there, Mike.
It is very helpful. It is a big money maker fundraiser, and again, you know, the Friends group is just branching out into selling merchandise within the park office, as well as taking over the firewood concession. So there's just a number of different things, and we're only in our second or third year for the Friends group, so it's really, you know, still in its infancy, but it's doing really well, and see great things for it in the future.
You know, Snowfest is coming up February 26th. We want everybody to make a point of going out there noon to 4 p.m. and bidding on the silent auction. And is there going to be any snow there? I see no indication. So, there's no snow there now. Right?
There is snow there right now. Okay, just a little bit ice. Okay. And the lake did ice over the weekend with the cold weather. I would mention, though, too, for the silent auction, please bring cash or check.
Oh, cash or check. All right. No plastic up there, so nobody's going to be running the cards up there. All right. Well, fabulous. That's a good way to go. PAParksAndForest.org is the state's website. Friends of RB Winter, RBWinter.org is the website. And the RB Winter State Park and the Friends of the RB Winter State Park are both on Facebook if folks are looking for more information. Additional information. Anything else we got to pass along here, Jack? Anything we might have overlooked?
I welcome anybody who's interested, who uses the park, who enjoys the park, who would like to give a little bit back. We, as Mike just said, are a new group. We started only in the spring of 2021. We can always use more volunteers. So if I could push one thing, we could use help both financially and physical help. The firewood sales is going to take a lot of physical effort, moving piles or stacks of wood around. So we always welcome help.
All right. And so, folks, and if you just want to volunteer an hour or an hour or two, even that's an hour and above what you had before, and that would really be a big help. And, that's an excellent point. Thank you so much. Mike, anything else to add to our great conversation today?
I would just say that, you know, contrary to popular belief, state parks are open 365 days a year. So while the campground is closed, everything else is open. So definitely come out to Snowfest. Come out to the park. It's really beautiful in the wintertime.
Yeah, and great trails out there and roads to walk on.
Pennsylvania state parks are free. You don't have to pay an entrance fee, which many state parks you have to pay an entrance fee.
For the most part, closes at sunset. Is that still a
sunrise
truism?
Sunrise to sunset.
Sunrise to sunset. So that's still a truism there. I know they have a gate up the road here at the Shikellamy State Park, but it would be harder for you to gate off that. But the park's considered closed at sunset. All right. So that's sound advice. Well, thank you both so much for all you're doing. Mike, I know this is a 24/7 thing for you, and so we appreciate that. Mike Crowley's the RB Winter Park Manager. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And Jack Miller, Secretary of the Board of the Friends of the RB Winter State Park. We thank all of the volunteers who work with the park at any time and on this Friends group. But thank you, Jack.